Welcome to episode 7 of the Ask the Law Firm Seller Show. My name is Jeremy Pook and I lead Senior Attorney Match. In today's episode, we'll have 3 segments. The first segment is a Q&A segment where we'll address 4 questions related to the purchase and sale of law firms. Second segment is we welcome in a guest, which is a solo attorney, Attorney David Cohen, who leads a solo practice focusing on intellectual property law based in Manhattan. And the third segment is Pook's Post. And this is a preview for Pook's Post today. It's going to focus on why should more growing law firms pursue growth by acquisition in the mid-2020s. Our Pook's Post today is why more growing law firms should pursue growth by acquisition. So let's look first at what we'll call a prototypical growing law firm. That is, a growing law firm, as we see it, they have built up a number of practice areas. Those practice areas are based on what we call 6 foundations, okay? And those 6 foundations consist of clients, right? You need clients to be practicing in those practice areas. The goodwill that the growing law firm has developed in their community, state, regionally, nationally, sometimes even internationally. They know the subject matter knowledge that attracts the clients into their firm. They've got lawyers and support staff to be generating that work. They've got referral sources that are sending in work and more in what we call the 3.0 digital era. They are pumping out digital content to be attracting new clients. Well, what is it that they need, right? If you're a growing law firm, of course, first and foremost, you need new clients. Secondly, you need more professional staff, lawyers and non-lawyer staff, and more you need that digital content for the multi-channel digital marketing that the post-2020 type law firms need to continue to publish to multiple fora of multi-channel digital for multi-channel digital marketing. Well, how is that done in terms of developing clients today, right? We've mentioned several times that multi-channel digital marketing in the 3.0 digital era, that marketing is showing up in these different channels where there is a growing number of competing firms that also recognize that, hey, we want to be on the first page of Google as well. We want to have a top performing podcast. We want to have YouTube videos. Essentially, what we're talking about is that growing law firms recognize that in this 3.0 digital era, they need to be getting the attention of would-be clients, and would-be clients today, by and large, are going to what we call America's greatest referral source for lawyers today, which is Uncle Google. Well, a very underutilized and underrecognized resource for those all-important clients that growing law firms need is the book of business that senior attorneys developed in the pre-Google era. That is, attorneys that are today in their 50s to their 70s, they developed books of business in the pre-Google era via going to all types of in-person networking. They did all types of thought leadership, event sponsorships, and in-print types of marketing that built up a book of business of not only clients, but also referral sources. In addition to that book of business and the referral sources, senior attorney-led firms present synergy value to growing law firms, because those growing law firms are organically considering how to grow their firms. The synergy value that senior attorney-led firms present is instant client growth, that book of business, the combined workforce, not only the senior attorneys, other attorneys at their firms, support staff that know the laws, they know the forms, they know the clerks, they know the lawyers on the other side, and they know the clients as well, the cumulative expertise that senior attorneys, their lawyer staff and non-lawyer staff have developed often over the course of decades, and the marketing value that senior attorney-led firms are typically not utilizing as much as they could, but because of that cumulative expertise that so many senior attorneys have developed over the course of their careers can really convert into and generate literally tons of digital content that growing law firms want and need. And just to show this in a different type of format, when it comes to the business development opportunities that senior attorney-led firms present, we like to say that they offer windmills of energy, okay? They really power business development for growing law firms because that client list and referral source list, absolutely that powers and generates new clients, but also the goodwill of senior attorneys and other attorneys at their firm, the subject matter knowledge and that digital value really presents a very powerful way for growing law firms to continue growing. That is growth by acquisition. And then the question comes up of, okay, how is it done, right? That is, we've got the client list, referral sources that senior attorneys have developed. How is it actually done in terms of the transition of the clients? It's done via trust transfer. And what we are finding from almost all of our clients, and it is that trust transfer works. We refer to trust transfer as the flux capacitor, going back to the Back to the Future movie. It's the flux capacitor of our model for law firm sales, because when senior attorneys are transferring the trust of their clients to the lawyers at their firms, those firms are not losing the clients, because senior attorneys are transferring that well-earned, well-respected trust of their clients in three ways. It's being done in person, that is, let's say at a conference table, via Zoom more and more, where lawyers are going on, that is, senior attorneys are going on to Zoom meetings with the lawyers at growing law firms that are acquiring those senior attorney-led firms, going on to Zoom meetings with lawyers at those firms, introducing the clients, doing the trust transfer over Zoom, happens literally in minutes today. And the clients say, well, if you, my longtime attorney, trust this younger attorney, then I'll trust this younger attorney. And then it's also being done via social media. Like, we're finding that our clients who would typically send out a holiday card once per year, well, that client list can now be converted into a constant contact newsletter. It can be generating connections via LinkedIn and be introducing the lawyers at growing law firms to the clients of senior attorneys via social media as well. So our overall message here is that as growing law firms are considering how they can continue to grow their firms, they really should be considering more and more that the books of business that senior attorneys provide presents an amazing underutilized opportunity to grow your firm, to grow by acquisition.